point. That's good. A little STP as we roll on through this afternoon. Right Side Radio, Sean Sullivan from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, down here in the southwestern part of the state, filling in for Phil Williams. Appreciate that today. And coming up in just a little bit, hour number three of the show, Chip Brown, who is the man behind Anaya's Law in the House of Representatives, is going to come in and explain a little bit more about that and what it means to be a constitutional amendment, something that down here we've talked about Anaya's Law so many times, and people are like, hey, why isn't this in effect yet? We'll talk about that process of getting that bill that was passed through, I think, unanimously in the House and pretty darn close to it in the Senate, signed off on the governor and has been sitting there for all this time. Why is it not law yet? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, he was the one that brought the plain lottery bill to the mix there at the end of session that didn't go through. Speaking of which, so let's talk gaming for a second. Right, so I talked to Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News about that earlier. Things you thought would happen in session and things you were surprised that didn't happen in session. A story from 1819news.com says, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey told reporters on Monday that her biggest disappointment in the recent legislative session is that gambling did not pass. Now, wait a second. So the governor who says she's not all on board for gaming, but she wants it to go to a vote, which is actually kind of where I am. I want it to go to a vote. I'm not a gambler, but I don't care if you want to gamble. What I'm fighting against is duopolies, triopolies, quadopolies running the show. I'm for, if the folks want to vote individually on lottery, sports bet, and casino, class three game, the dice and all that kind of, the keno, the video poker, whatever. If we vote on them separately and they pass, then good. And then let the market decide who gets a casino and what it looks like. But that's not part of the cards, right? So when the governor says she's disappointed that gambling did not pass, well, what does that mean? What does gambling mean? I mean, there's somebody, it goes on. It said, so 1819 News asked, Governor, you got much of your agenda passed during the recent legislative session. What, if anything, was your greatest regret this session where things didn't quite go like you planned? Here you go. Y'all sitting down. Governor Ivey says, I was disappointed that they did not get to the gambling bill. They did not get the gambling bill passed. Not that I'm so much for gambling, but I do think the people of Alabama ought to have the right to make that decision. I wish that had passed in the legislature so people could vote it up or down in November. I agree with wanting people to have the right to vote, Governor. I am in lockstep, Jose, with Governor Ivey. But what does it mean to come up and just say, you know, when you say I'm for gambling or I'm for the gambling bill, how many versions have we seen? Right? And what does that mean? You poll folks if they want the lottery. If they want the lottery in Alabama, the polling says yes, which is usually like a light to a termite or a moth to draw in politicians. If there's something that polls that high, then they're going to be for it. Look at me, follow me. I'm doing what you want. So why is it so hard? Well, you have the whole 16 layers of old paint on the Pinto that is the history of gambling, legal or illegal, video bingo or not, in our state. And everybody that has been participating in that at different levels, different entities, wants their cut of the action. And if they don't, well, the people don't get to vote on it. So I understand the governor saying she's disappointed. I'm disappointed people didn't get a chance to vote on gaming. But how? All of them together, like it was Del Marsh's bill last year, where everything was lumped together, linked at the hip. You had to pass, if you're going to pass lottery, then you had to pass along a casino-style gaming and sports betting all in one. And not that I'm against any individual part of that. But why can't they be separate? Why can't you pass a constitutional amendment to allow gambling in the state and then define it in these three individual bills? So when the governor says she's disappointed, she said her biggest regret of the session was that the gambling bill didn't get passed. Well, which one? What does gambling look like? I mean, I think you go on a spectrum here from lottery, which is like the wine spritzer of the gambling world, to rolling dice in the casino, which is like a bottle of Jack Daniels, right? Some Wild Turkey 101. So just getting out and saying, well, I'm disappointed the gambling didn't pass. I mean, come on. We got to do better than that. And here we are looking at yet another year when something that polls so highly gets kicked down the road to the next year. Mind you, if you ever wondered how Montgomery works and wondered how little your voice matters, even though right now it's election time and they're telling you how much your voice matters, look at nothing further than just pick that wine spritzer. Pick that Bartles and James of the gambling world up and look at lottery. What elected official, other than those, and the folks that have a moral objection to gambling that are against it, I understand where their opinion, while I disagree with it, makes sense to me. It comes from a perspective of moral, and gambling's wrong no matter what. Those folks I don't have an issue with. I mean, that's a debate, but they're at least having, they're being consistent. But it's all the rest that kind of move the needle back and forth here. And if they look at the numbers for the popularity of lottery and they don't take that and get it through and get pats on the back, it tells you something bigger about the system in Montgomery. All right, speaking of the governor, I hope I have time here to do this. Let me cue a couple things up. Now, we're doing this remotely from our studios down here in beautiful South Alabama. Can I get the music, the intro music? Does it work? Do y'all have it? Can you play? Okay, there. Good. So, just a mood setter here. Tuesday tequila. So, Governor Ivey has released yet another ad where she's getting tough on national issues. Now, the Champs were really a fantastic band for that one song. The governor is taking on national issues the same way that works for politicos running for whatever. But she is taking on these issues, and I would say, as a governor, you're a little further up from Public Service Commission and can comment on national issues in your ads. But is this the one that we needed? So here's Governor Ivey, one of the latest ads. This one's the immigration. Because immigration, if you haven't heard, this is a hot discussion here. So a new ad out from the governor. She challenges President Biden, who administration give abject failures a bad name when it comes to dealing with immigration on the southern border. But the governor goes this way. Here we go. Can we run to that? Run to the new ad from Governor Ivey.
I'm Kay Ivey. If Joe Biden keeps shipping illegal immigrants into our states, we all gonna have to learn Spanish. My message to Biden, no way, Jose. That's why I sent National Guard troops to protect...
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. Can we... So no way, Jose. We'll be speaking Spanish in Alabama. Now, will we have... Why don't we deal with the fact that it's... The fear shouldn't be, and I understand that the catch your attention, the knee-jerk reaction. Yeah, we're not going to speak. Yo quiero hablar español ese momento. The situation is the Biden administration is not enforcing the rule of law. They're not enforcing our southern borders. I think the bigger fear should be, I don't know, loss of jobs. People coming in, some of the stats out say if this continues at this rate, there will be a point when high teens percentage of our population will have arrived here illegally. It's unworkable. A nation's not a nation unless it has borders. 100%. So the governor and I in agreement there. But the governor says the fear, right, the fear of this is that y'all are going to be speaking Spanish. Now, is that really, as you lay your head down at night and worry about an open southern border, drugs coming across, human trafficking come across, Lord knows, if you have no enforcement there, what kind of other bad elements are coming across the southern border, right? But do you worry? I mean, on your list of things to worry about, with illegal immigration, people pouring across the southern border, is it violence? Is it drugs? Is it human trafficking? Is it its effect on the regular American wage? Or is it, well, let's go to the governor again.
Okay, Ivy, if Joe Biden keeps shipping illegal immigrants into our states, we're all going to have to learn Spanish.
There you go. So it's the fear of bilingualism that should be paramount for you as you look at the issue of who to vote for governor of the state of Alabama. All right, and we grab some calls. We'll come back from the break. I got an open segment here, so we can take some calls on that. We can take calls on conversation we had earlier with Casey Wardinsky or with Todd Stacey earlier in the show. Do this. Ring us up right now. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 WFM, WVNN, 866. I'm going to learn this by the end of the show. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Number one is bilingualism, your biggest fear with an open southern border? If not, which one is it? Also, our conversation from the first hour of the show. As Alabama has passed this bill to say, hey, you know what, physicians, you're not going to be giving this puberty-blocking hormones to children. Alabama law has now made it a felony for doctors to prescribe gender transition medications to minors. They're challenging it in federal court. So if you were sitting down and thinking about a defense of this, which I agree with the newly enacted law, but you got to, you know, put your feet in somebody else's high heels and think about this for a second. If you're going to argue this the other way, couldn't you argue that this is the state? All right, welcome back. It is Right Side Radio. Sean Sullivan from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, filling in for Phil, and I appreciate the time. Say hi to folks on the north end of the state. So I'm out of the Mobile Baldwin County market, a homeboy down here, but like I said earlier, we've got relatives. Good to talk to those folks in Huntsville and New Hope. Remember, phone number 866-494-9866. That's the for the alphanumerically challenged. That last part spells out WVNN. News Talk 770 AM and 92.5 FM. All right. So get some more commentary here. So I've got people asking what the point of the last ad was. The point of the last ad there from Governor Ivey that I think maybe we'll be hearing on this station and maybe down here in the southern end of the state was a valid one from the governor. It's fine because states bear much of the burden of illegal immigration, right? The cost, whether that be in crime, whether that be in situations where you have whether motor vehicle, you have somebody who is illegal, they're being not processed quickly enough. You've got a lot of questions that end up being, or a lot of situations end up being the cost for states. So my problem is not so much with Governor Ivey in her ad, although I don't know how that differentiates her from, okay, is anybody else running for governor in the state of Alabama on the Republican ticket here, which is the governor's race, the primary is the general. Is anybody else running for governor in the state of Alabama on the Republican ticket? Are they pro-illegal immigration, right? Can you find me the pro-illegal immigration person? The person's going to come up there and say, I'm pro-illegal immigration. Now, you may say, hey, Sean, there's subtlety there because business interests want cheap labor and all that. Okay. Well, that's more immigration, but which person's going to, who's running as a Republican, who's going to go up there and vote alongside Democrats and say, yeah, what we're doing on the southern border is fantastic. Let's keep doing that. No, you're not going to find that. So first of all, the ad is not to differentiate the governor from anybody she's running against in the Republican primary. It is to set up a national debate, right? And like I said, if any office in the state can do it, it would be the governor. When it's a PSC race and they're talking about federal policy, it's, unless it's specifically to energy, I think that's a failing. But the governor saying, if I'm to believe what she says in her ad, the biggest danger is not to public safety, not to the economy. No, the biggest danger of the open southern border is a bilingual Alabama, which, you know, wouldn't be a bad thing. You watch, not that you settle down. I don't want to compel you or force you into anything, but it's an advantage in life, right? I mean, you kind of impressed watching, you know, folks in Ukraine, how many of them, when they talk to them, can speak English? Maybe bad. I don't think speaking Ukrainian is going to be a moneymaker for a lot of our children, but speaking Spanish might be. Once again, the biggest danger from illegal immigration is not speaking Spanish. I mean, it's like burying the lead on this thing, Governor. If you want to talk, you might be on the right subject, but you picked the wrong chapter. You want to talk about the dangers to Alabama, and as the governor, your job to protect Alabama, do what's right for Alabama. The creeping bilingual movement is not what's threatening us. Governor, just duly noted, that is not what's threatening us. All right. Between that and Governor Crite really has had a pretty good 48 hours, that and saying that in that interview with 1819 News that she was disappointed that the gambling bill didn't get passed. And once again, I defend her. I'm like her. I'm not a gambler. I don't care what happens as long as it's fair market and free market. But that's not going to get done in Alabama. So when the governor says she's disappointed that didn't happen, so which bill? Which bill? Got special session coming this summer, right? Because more of that ARPA money coming to our state. So another special session coming. Will they attempt in special session once the primaries are done, right? Because in so many places, the primary is the general. So once that primary is done, will there be any chance that, A, they got a special session for ARPA money, some more money come to the state, maybe at that point they start talking gaming again? Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. All right, once again, phone calls, we'll take them coming up some next hour. I've got Representative Chip Brown joining me here in just a few minutes, but phone number 866-494-9866. And tell you what, if you want to at me on Twitter, it's at FMTalk1065. That's me. I know it's me and the station name at the same time. It's a long story. But if you're on Twitter, twitter.com at FMTalk1065, you can check me out there. Send me a message. Tell me if you think that the biggest danger from illegal immigration to the state of Alabama is an outbreak, a pandemic of bilingualism. Or maybe it's things like crime or not enforcing the rule of law or drugs, fentanyl. Yeah, heck with fentanyl. Let's just keep that bilingualism out of the state. That's the big one. All right, coming right back. Hour number 3 of Right Side Radio.